Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the end of the first full week of April. Therefore, we have the charts from Talkers Magazine before us, the week of April 5th to the 9th, to be more specific. And here to do the honors to go through the items, the stories, the people list, etc., as we do every week at this time, Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to bring you into the fold the information that pertains to what's going on in News Talk Radio. That's the simple format here. As we go through the top 10 stories, we'll talk about some of them and what mentions need to be made of the people on the list as well, plus other news from the world of talk radio. You can check it all out at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, all things talk, video, audio, podcasting, all that stuff. So, Michael... This week's been just another one of those weeks, right?
Just another week. I got to tell you, one of those things. I don't like cliches, but there's one cliche that I have to say. It's hard to believe that it's already the second week of April. I mean, think about that. We're, you know, everybody says this, so there's got to be something to it. You hear all the time people saying they're losing track of time, and time is going faster and faster. It's just astonishing. But here's what we've got for this week. At number 10, we have social media bias. That's a big topic. And Trump is definitely planning. I mean, definitely and planning don't sound like they go together. But he's definitely planning to launch a media platform. Mm-hmm. At number 9...
Just for a second, there are some people that are bringing to the surface the discussion asking why some folks, the like of Louis Farrakhan, for example, who is a noted racist, why he has a platform, and why, if it's not appropriate for Trump to have a platform, get the argument, then why is it appropriate for Louis Farrakhan or others who are just as much a troublemaker as Trump may have been? Why do they have platforms? Isn't that
well,
a good conversation?
It's a big conversation. And as you point out, I think it's the randomness by which the algorithms or the human initiated bias that these platforms indicate that makes it so profoundly disturbing. There doesn't seem to be a set of standards as to what.
Right. It's political.
Exactly.
Here we are eating our young. While the Russians and the Chinese, I think the rest of the world is for us and wants us to succeed and be okay and be a leader and be influential and helpful because we have always been since, you know, pretty much a beacon. More people, I mean, when you get down to brass tacks, look at all the people that are trying to break into our country. Do you know anybody who's trying to break into Russia or break into China because it's such a wonderful place to live? Mm. And yet these people in these countries, especially the Chinese, have seemingly been able to write the playbook for the last 10, 15, 20 years when you realize how much of America is being influenced by the Chinese government, Chinese culture. They're buying into our businesses right and left, and yet we're arguing about whether Louis Farrakhan or Donald Trump should have a platform while you know, these people are all laughing at us because we're so really so silly. Anyway, excuse me, Michael.
Okay. We are silly. I guess silly is a word, but look, another way of looking at that, and you're correct, there are silly aspects to this, but another way of looking at it is democracy and freedom are not tidy. They're very messy.
No, you're right. Yep, that's true. You know, very good absolution.
Because if you want things to be all regulation and all by the rules and everything like
iron
that.
Iron hand.
Exactly. That's the problem. That's the point. So it's a very fine balance that you have to. It's like getting the focus on a camera. You go too far, it becomes unfocused again. You never quite get it where you want it. At number 9, we have the Matt Gaetz scandal, and we also have Andrew Cuomo on the hot seat. Those two stories
seems to me that Cuomo's probably happy, though, that Gaetz came along to take him off of the front page.
There's no doubt.
There's no
this
Gates looks like one of the dumbest people that you probably would want to encounter. He just looks dumb, sounds dumb, acts dumb, and maybe that's, you know, the old, if a duck, if you quack and walk or whatever, it's a duck. Looks like a duck, sounds like a duck, must be a duck.
Yeah, dumb duck.
Dumb duck, yeah, right.
Or a dumb cluck. Remember that expression? Sure. I don't know what a cluck is. I hope I haven't said anything to offend anybody.
maybe the ducks are offended. Something.
Yeah. You know, you're a dumb cluck.
Yeah, yeah. That's a funny word.
It is.
Okay. That's ageism. That's showing our age.
I'm showing I'm a man of the 60s, the 1860s.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. We have the Capitol insurrection investigation at number 8. We have the southern border crisis and immigration reform at 7. At number 6, we have the U.S. foreign affairs as they relate to the aforementioned China, Iran, and Afghanistan. At number 5, we have Georgia election legislation. At number 4, we have the economy and Biden's economic initiatives, almost $3 trillion worth of stuff with the infrastructure and all that jazz. At number 3, we have gun violence and Biden's gun control initiatives. All of these shootings are forcing him to do something. Basically, my read on it is he doesn't want to offend the right. But he also is dealing with the left in his own party, so he's coming up with all of these quasi.
But then we have all of the, we have these more examples every week, like this ex football player that shot 5 people and himself down in, what was it, South Carolina?
Yeah.
At one point this week, come on, I mean, what are we doing to ourselves? And then the family blames it on football, which may be, you know.
Well,
maybe accurate.
It could be. It depends on whether or not he, you know, had suffered from dementia as a result of derangement, as a result of his injuries. Number 2, we have the Derek Chauvin trial, race relations and police reform, number 2. And number 1, of course, COVID-19, vaccines, variants. There's a lot of controversy over vaccine passports and, of course, the stats. This thing, we're not out of the woods yet, but on one level it looks like we are. Another level you read and you hear, we're not.
Well, people have had enough. Whether we are or we aren't, people are realizing the economy was basically destroyed by all of this. And then they're wondering, okay, what are these payoffs to people? As part of the Biden plan this week, it was announced that families of people who died of COVID get $9,000 from the government, funeral expenses or whatever it is. You know, okay, so more money out the door. And then there's the question about whether really all the people whose death certificates said they died of COVID, is that really true? A lot of reason to believe that it wasn't. Those numbers were greatly inflated because, once again, the government gave a bounty to hospitals of $2,000 a head for everybody that died of COVID.
Well, also, though, you know, then in the case of Andrew Cuomo, the numbers were deflated.
Yes. Other states, too, by the way. Other states did the same thing. For whatever the reason, Cuomo, because he seems to be the poster boy for being bad, but the governor of New Jersey, I think there are 4 or 5 other states where they did numbers. They fiddled with the numbers.
Yeah. Well, within 1 year, Andrew Cuomo was both the poster boy for being good and for being bad.
Right.
I've never seen a guy go so high and so low. It's like a ride in Coney Island, you know. It's like up and down.
Yeah.
Speaking of people, he's at 10. Matt Gaetz is at 9. Brian Kemp is at 8. Pelosi's at 7. Kamala Harris at 6. Mitch McConnell at 5. Joe Manchin, the power broker from West Virginia, is 4. Number 3, Derek Chauvin and George Floyd are at 3. Dr. Tony Fauci is at 2. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And that's a kind of a snapshot of lots of swirling activity that comprises the elements on our talkers survey.
A lot of people think Dr. Fauci, I think it's appropriate he's number 2. A lot of people are getting worn out on his contradictions and whether he has any credibility anymore. One person, a government official, said that Tony Fauci does what's best for Tony Fauci. The question at the moment now, if we may digress, is what is Calitrin? If you've heard me talking on my various programs about this fabulous way to get healthy the right way, and it's not just about losing weight. Because you can lose weight and not be healthy. You can lose weight on programs that will make you sick. You may want to lose the weight, but at any cost? Is that your deal? Are you taking drugs to lose weight? Are you going on a crash diet to lose weight? Are you taking stimulants to lose weight? If that's the case, you answer yes to any or all of those things, and you're on them, and maybe you were successful. If you were, congratulations. But how are you going to keep the weight off? I think that's the question, excuse me, that everybody has to deal. Yeah, I'm okay.
Otherwise, I will take over.
A frog in my throat. You want to do the Talipin commercial?
No. I don't want to, but I'm always here in case I'm the vice host.
The vice host.
I'm always ready to go. I'm in charge now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is your hour, so
Are you okay? Are you all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just had a frog in my throat.
Here, sip this.
So, yeah, thank you. A little hot tea with, I have hot tea with, I put honey in my tea, and I also put olive oil in my tea.
Ooh.
Which is something that smooths out the voice. Anyway, can we finish this Calitrin focus here? Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy choice, the healthiest choice in America to help you lose weight. And more importantly, to keep it off. I'm all about things that are all natural. That's what I promote on my programs. And you might want to, a lot of people promote this product because it works so well. 86% success rate? Wow. How do you beat that with a stick? You don't. Calitrin. They're at your service and you can find them at toploss.com. Order the product. The special spring sale is on right now. Toploss.com. You get access to the special deal by using the discount code DJV at checkout. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all-day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket, all white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries, and 7 mini biscuits, fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio. And all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket. Or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Hey, everybody.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At 23 after the hour, as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the expertise and the knowledge that's gained by the staff at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I was looking at some of the you talked about Joe Manchin, who's number 4 on the people. That's an interesting case in point of someone who, I don't know, is he giving the system, his political system, and up yours? And does he survive? He seems to be a lot different than others and seems to be, you know, kind of, I don't know the guy, I don't know much about him, frankly, but he's dictating, he's kind of the guy in like it or not, he can make or break what's going on legislatively, and people, you know, why don't you do the right thing? What is the right thing? He's obviously doing the right thing for his constituents, or he wouldn't have been elected, right? Do you agree with that?
Well, he's a conservative Democrat.
Yeah.
For people that go, who the hell is Joe Manchin? Joe Manchin is a senator from West Virginia who has a history of being a conservative Democrat. And it works very well there because
why they call him a blue dog? Isn't that what they call Democrats?
I think so.
Black dog, blue dog, something like that. Yeah,
they have all these terms for people that kind of hang near the boundaries. The fact of the matter is that the right wing loves him there because he's a Democrat, but he tends to be conservative. Why wouldn't they? And the Democrats like him because he picks up one of the 50. You know, if he goes over to the other side, they lose their majority. So he's pivoted. He puts himself in a pivotal position where he has tremendous power. How long that'll last? It depends on the circumstances of the times. You know, it's fleeting. But right now he's the man of the hour. But he has a history of being kind of an anomaly in West Virginia politics.
Right. All right. I thought we'd spend some time on the people just a little bit. Dr. Fauci, I said something before. I've said it actually a couple of times that Fauci, I believe, is becoming irrelevant or has made himself irrelevant by being exposed too much. Is that something that you think has merit?
I don't think it matters. I think it might be. It might have merit, but I don't know if it really matters whether Fauci is relevant or not relevant. This thing is going to do what it's going to do, and it's.
You're talking about the virus itself.
Right. We're dealing with something that's unknown, so obviously there are going to be different points of view. I mean, for crying out loud, you have an everyday problem in your own health. and you go to a doctor, and one doctor will say one thing, another doctor will say another. The whole thing about getting a second opinion. Doctors don't all agree. So wouldn't it be to be expected that the biggest doctors are not going to agree with one of the biggest mysteries that we've dealt with medically in 100 years?
Well, it's become political. A lot of doctors who, you know, doctors are subject to the same foibles as the rest of us. People are surprised to know that this guy is a conservative, that guy's a liberal. But that's, you know, that is something that predicates. It isn't books in medical schools. It isn't the medical journals. Or is it? That would be something I'd wonder, whether the journals have been inculcated like the regular mainstream news media has been. There's no accuracy anymore because it's all one-sided or another side. So how do we know what to trust?
You have to get educated and make choices. I mean, any human endeavor that involves money and involves ego is going to involve politics. And medicine, you know, just like all the sciences, involves money and ego.
You know, I've been wondering, since Rush Limbaugh died, I've been wondering whether, you've been asked this probably 100 times, I don't know whether in this way, and maybe we get to this in the next half hour, of whether it's time to reinvent news talk radio. Or is it going to reinvent itself because it needs to? Is it going to mature? Does stuff happen that, you know, we're not going to get in the way of? Or are there people resisting changing it because they don't want to lose market share?
I'll answer that on the other side of the break.
Well, that'd be great, Michael. Thank you very much. Because it's that time again. 28 after the hour.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing matter license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 33.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As Michigan deals with the worst COVID-19 outbreak in the country, the state's governor is calling on the White House to send more vaccines. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she's asked for more shots for several weeks to help control the spread in her state. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb believes the federal government should start sending extra resources to areas where COVID outbreaks are happening. He tells CBS News that dealing with outbreaks will require a different strategy going forward.
We need to think differently about this pandemic. If you look at all the planning for past pandemics, the flu planning that we've done in the past, even planning for bioterrorism incidents, it always contemplated surging resources into hotspots. It never perceived that there was going to be a confluent national epidemic, but there were going to be localized outbreaks. That, in fact, is likely what we're going to see going forward. We're not going to see a confluent epidemic, but we'll see these hotspots. So we need to get in the habit of trying to surge resources into those hotspots to put out those fires of spread.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Calls are increasing for President Biden and Vice President Harris to visit the southern border as the humanitarian situation there worsens. Representative Michael McCaul was on the border on Friday and said what he saw was the biggest border crisis in his lifetime. The Texas Republican told Fox News that all of the suffering he witnessed could have been avoided if President Biden would have left the border policies of the previous administration in place.
This is the biggest border crisis of my career, my lifetime. It's like a trail of tears to see these children being, you know, marched up from the river to a processing center, then put in the Donna detention facility. A five-year-old girl in tears, not knowing where she is, not with her parents or her family. It is one of the saddest things, and the saddest thing of all is it could have been prevented. The Biden administration, through the stroke of a pen, reversed the asylum agreements that President Trump negotiated and the Remain in Mexico policy. But I listen to Border Patrol, not politicians. They tell me there's a direct cause and effect between that reversal and the crisis that we're seeing today.
And President Biden is set to meet with lawmakers on Monday to discuss his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. The president has said that he's open to listening to ideas on his plan, but insists that the country needs a large investment in its infrastructure. But Republicans have been hesitant to support the package because of some of the contents of the plan, as well as an increase to the corporate tax rate to fund it. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the White House would like to see the plan passed by Memorial Day. He tells CNN that the country has needed to work on its infrastructure for years. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The surround sound of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is here, as is usually the case. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the list of 10 people and 10. It's not arbitrary. There are things that happen during the course of the week because these folks at Talkers are listening to, monitoring. In fact, the discussions on the Talk Radio programs, talking to program directors and hosts and that sort of thing. As the week passes, sometimes there are things that are on the list that have been there all week. Sometimes things happen toward the end of the week that may or may not make it in. The passing of Prince Philip, I'm sure, is something that people will want to talk more about. Or is it? Have we said all there is to say about Prince Philip? His life...
Yeah, it's interesting. When you have something like that, Prince Philip, the news broke on Friday, mm-hmm. and the chart is from Monday to Friday, and right. You know, we tend to wait it around Wednesday and Thursday. That's where the heaviest part is because it's from the beginning and the end of the week. But what happens in a case like Prince Philip, there's talk about him on Friday, but by Monday, there may not be any more talk about it.
Right.
So, he doesn't get on this chart, and he doesn't get on next week's chart. It's an imperfect science, and with the way attention deficit disorder has become the other pandemic, people tend to forget about something that was big earlier in the week. People forget about something that was big yesterday. It's amazing how fast the cycle goes.
Right, exactly, and that's part of what I think folks count on in other countries who are sort of the denigrators, if you will, of the American way of life or interested in changing it in favor of their own way of life. And so as things change, I asked you the question about whether it's reinvention time for News Talk Radio. We were talking off the air about what it used to be, what we would talk about in the old days, what the focus is now, thanks to Limbaugh in major part, but maybe it was just time. Did Limbaugh come along because we needed him? Was he the right guy at the right time? And now that he's gone, does it mean that we need to move on to something else? Because are we in the third age of News Talk Radio, you think? Talk radio in general?
I think News Talk Radio has always reinvented itself and will continue to. This has been the question that I've been asked. You said it before. You've been asked this 1,000 times. I've been asked it 1,001 times. Mm-hmm. It's an ongoing process. And no one form of radio and no one form of media is the only form of communication. So there's always other things going on as well. It's becoming increasingly fuzzy and sloshy in terms of where one medium begins and ends.
Great phrase. Fuzzy and sloshy.
Yeah, I know, well, isn't it? I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about people who had political points of view. You know, there's always this argument back and forth. What's more important in terms of companionship radio? Is it what you're talking about, or is it the character of the person? Is the person a character? And one of the people that comes to mind, the passing last week of G. Gordon Liddy, brought me around to thinking about what a character he was. He had a political point of view, but I don't think that's what made him shine. Do you?
No, his political point of view was kind of pedestrian. It was his personality and his nature and his personal history that made him interesting.
I mean,
he was a criminal. He was a convicted criminal, and yet, you know, there are good guys.
He was I like the guy a lot. We were good friends.
Right? There are bad good guys. There are bad guys and good bad guys. Watch The Godfather. It's an exercise. Everybody in the Godfather movies is a bad guy. Some of them are good bad guys. Some of them are bad, but they're all bad guys. They're all murderers or associated to crimes. Well, Liddy was an interesting character, and as much as he was a convicted felon, he had certain beliefs that made him very cold blooded, and yes. If I had to be in a foxhole with somebody, I would rather have him than a lot of people. So the point I'm making is that there can be, in a bad guy, authenticity and principles. That one could be true to authenticity and principles and still be a bad guy, whereas good people can be inauthentic and not have principles. Yeah, so even judging good and bad in terms of good guys and bad guys is something that gets subjective, fuzzy, and sloshy around the boundaries.
Yeah, it's just something about him. I remember anecdotally that Houston, remember when he got the Freedom of Speech Award you gave
him? Yeah, well, you were on the wrong side of that argument.
How do you figure it?
You and I didn't talk for 2 years after that.
Well, but I don't think it was about that. I was Gloria Allred was on the other side. I liked Gordon. I introduced him. Remember, that was because Gene Burns was the president of the union of the organization. He was gone. I was vice president. So that's when I got to know Gordon Liddy. I don't remember there are other things going on behind the scenes when you and I were.
All of that stuff is preserved on the C-SPAN website. Gloria Allred's Chicken Dance. I watched it. We posted it on Talkers last week when Liddy died. Yeah. The Chicken Dance, the luncheon, and where I really told off Richard Gephardt. I mean, it's right there. I couldn't believe it. I was watching myself 30 years ago insulting Congressman Richard Gephardt at the talk radio convention.
Well, he was a little over the top. He had sort of like yellow hair. I remember he was always interested in how he looked. I think anyway. Yeah,
unlike us.
You were right, exactly. Yeah, we're in our pajamas during the radio program.
That's why I turned the truck up.
I wanted you to talk about Gordon Liddy because he was, and we didn't really get it in last week. He was one of the few remaining characters, I think, endearing characters in News Talk Radio Biz. And I think he spoke to what we were talking about. You know, is it personality or is it the conversation with him, with Limbaugh. Limbaugh certainly changed the tone of what was going on. And in the first few years, well, I knew him better in the first few years. He was funny. He was impertinent. And Liddy was kind of too, but he wasn't in the same way. Liddy was he was not fresh. He was not anybody who would say anything that was inappropriate. But it was his tone. It is I, the G-Man.
He referred to his wife as Mrs. Liddy.
Mrs. Liddy. Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being in this business has given me the opportunity to interact with and get to know and be friends with many a scoundrel.
Yes. You want to name some of the others?
Doug Steffens.
Yeah, right. Thank you very much.
No, I mean, come on. Look at these people are scoundrels. You have to be a scoundrel to be able to do this at its full effectiveness.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
There's no doubt about it. You have to be a bit of a rogue. You have to be a bit of a scoundrel. You have to operate knowing that you don't have a net ultimately. You have to make quick decisions as to when to say that thing that pops up on your tongue in spontaneity, but maybe don't. It's split-second decisions, how to get attention, how far to go. It's a tremendously challenging stew of all kinds of principles. And, yes, I think to a certain degree you have to have an element of rogueness and a little bit of scoundrelness. You have to be a rascal. These are where scoundrel, rascal, rogue. These are not, criminal, liar, horrible person. These are soft expressions for people who have a little bit of an edge.
So you really think I'm a scoundrel?
Oh, my God, you're one of the biggest scoundrels I've ever met, but you're totally lovable, and deep in your heart, I think you have great principle. I think that any man who could cry at my song is okay
right.
by me.
So I want to promote that a little bit. I'm going to put that up on our social media, DJV Show, pretty
Excellent.
Much all the social media we have. Michael, we played this song 2 weeks ago. I think it was the world premiere.
It was the accidental world premiere, yes.
It was no accident on my part.
Not on your part. It was an accident on my part. Trust
on your
me,
part.
You scoundrel.
Right. Yes, thank you. Well, see, there I am right. again. Michael has become a member of a group called Gun Hill Road.
It has nothing to do with guns.
No, nothing but to get. Well, they've been around since the 70s.
Right.
And you were when you were a jock on WNEW in New York.
I've been involved with this group from the very start. I used to play them all the time on my show. My first gold record, and I have over 100 gold records.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Really? I've been involved in my music radio.
And you were involved in payola. You're a scandal. You're a walking scandal. To be successful, you took payola from these companies.
Don't ever say that, actually. I was one of the cleanest. I was so clean, the record companies didn't like to even deal with me. Mm-hmm. I was known as being squeaky clean. They called me a Boy Scout.
All right, we're getting short on time here.
Uh-oh.
Last time you really worried about your nose was when. Your nose is the first line of defense against virtually all forms of airborne problems. Bacteria, viruses, pollution, allergens this time of year, all the pollen because everything's coming up roses, literally and figuratively. Things are growing, lots of pollen in the air. And when you wake up in the morning, your nose is all crusty. So you brush your teeth, you wash your face. Yeah, it sounds like that. That's how the machine sounds. The Navage machine cleans out all of the nasty dust, allergens, and pollution. And you get rid of the bacteria, the virus, all of that stuff. Clean it out every morning and every night when you go to bed with the Navage machine. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage. Find the product. It's a little contraption. It's kind of cool, actually. Go to Navage.com. See how it works.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Where Peace is Found. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. After a long and difficult journey, the weary traveler finally reached a great saint and asked, "What is the secret to peace?" The saint opened his eyes, then closed his eyes. The traveler said, "Hey, come on. I've come so far to see you. All I ask is that you tell me the secret to peace." The saint opened his eyes and once again closed his eyes. The traveler said, "Every time I ask you what the secret to peace is, all you do is close your eyes." And so at last, the saint spoke. He said, "You should do the same." Meditation, you see, is very much a key to peace. To learn how you can incorporate meditation in the most practical way possible, check out my new personal growth course on the Himalaya Audio Learning Platform. Just go to Himalaya.com/anger and use the promo code ANGER to get your first 14 days free.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
All right, so what do we have for the Michael Harrison interview this week at MHInterview.com?
We still have Lee Habib from last week. We took the week off, but we have two coming up next week and the week after that are great. One is Paul Stuckey, Noel Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary, giving his perspective on race relations over the decades. Right. And then after that, Gene Bean Baxter, the guy from Kevin and Bean Show at KROQ, Hall of Famer, moved to London, left the radio, and is now living in England.
What's he doing? I remember that, yeah. What's he doing there?
He's doing a radio show in London.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy. Both are in the can. Both are excellent. Next 2 weeks are going to be super. We'll tell people more about it.
In the can. That is that's an inside the beltway reference to. It's already recorded. Check it out. MHInterview.com, an important part of what goes on at Talkers. Talkers.com, and the list of the top stories and people of the week is there, as well as at DJVShow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talk time is 53 past the hour. Time for Victoria and I, mostly Victoria, to go through the top five tech stories of this past week. We do that every week at this time. So at number five, it's the Twitter buying up Clubhouse. This is, you talk about the register going ka-ching.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. A lot of
this story really surprised a lot of people this week. So Twitter is already building a competitor to Clubhouse. Clubhouse is the social audio app. Basically, it's like listening in to a bunch of conference calls. Essentially, it's not even really public. It's still invitation only at this point. It's also only on iOS, meaning it's only on Mac and Apple systems and iPhones. So it's interesting that the story from Bloomberg this week was that Twitter actually offered to buy Clubhouse for $4 billion. And this is before Clubhouse even really launched. And so Clubhouse turned it down, and the negotiations didn't really go anywhere. It was unclear whether maybe Clubhouse wanted more money or if they felt like they wanted to launch first and maybe they thought they'd be worth more money. However, the Clubhouse is now looking to raise money at that same $4 billion valuation. So they took Twitter's discussions and then they made it public. And Facebook is also looking to create their own rival to Clubhouse. And so it's interesting. Right now, celebrities, tech CEOs, mostly tech CEOs, and some, you know, regular people who have been invited into the app, have tuned in and have hosted rooms. Essentially, it's very buzzy right now. People are talking about it. Essentially, you're just listening in to discussions, and you can, you know, you can ask questions. It's not guaranteed that whoever's hosting the room will call on you to answer your question, but it feels interactive with, you know, Elon Musk from Tesla. Kanye West has been threatening to do one. He hasn't done one yet, but it is kind of interesting where Clubhouse is right now. To not even be public and to be worth $4 billion, it's kind of a crazy story.
Pretty amazing. Number four. is a phone trade-in program. If you did this before, now it's time to revisit, perhaps, yes?
Right. The trade-in provider Gazelle, which was the number one online trade-in business for old iPhones and Samsung, any device, really, your iPad, tablets, things, laptops, things like that. So Gazelle was the number one go-to for millions of people to trade in their old phones and their old devices, and then they went out of business because a lot of other internet service providers and cell phone companies started taking back their own products. So it kind of put Gazelle into a weird spot. They went out of business, but now, because of the pandemic, there has been a huge influx of people wanting to trade in devices, so Gazelle is back in business. So you can actually go back to the website, and you can do the same old trade-ins that you used to do. You might not get as much money as you would have in the past, but Gazelle makes it very easy. I've traded in so many devices through Gazelle. It's a really great website, and it's really easy to use, so I'm happy
Number
that you're back.
Number three, Amazon Music and where you can get it.
Yep, Amazon Music's mobile app is now getting a new feature to make it easier to use while driving. Car Mode is a simplified version of Amazon Music's interface. It features larger buttons, suggested playlists and albums, and easy access to Alexa. And so Car Mode is divided into two sections. The upper part of the top of the phone is devoted to playback controls, so you're not like driving and swiping through a bunch of different screens to get to what you want. So it makes it a lot easier to use as a hands-free option. And so Amazon Music right now has 55 million subscribers. It's not as popular as Spotify or Apple Music, but a lot of people are using it. And Car Mode is actually available now in Amazon Music on iOS and Android as well.
Number two is a suggestion that you stop posting your vaccine cards.
This is nuts. I just keep seeing these vaccine cards popping up more and more on social media. You've got to stop doing that. And tech experts are now saying, and cybersecurity experts are saying, please do not do this, because not only does it have your full name and your birth date, but there are other things that are on there, like the location of where you got your vaccine, the lot number, the type of vaccine that you got. All of this information thieves can put together. They piece it together like a puzzle, and they can steal your identity. They can open up accounts in your name. They can even take your tax refund from you. So this is a lot more serious than people seem to think it is. But yeah, stop posting these pictures. It's crazy.
Number one this week, speaking of that, the personal data from millions and millions of Facebook users, here's what's happened to that.
Yep, 533 million Facebook users have had their data leaked online for hackers. So phone numbers, Facebook IDs, your full name, location, birthday, email, all of it from 106 countries. This is why we don't post things.
All right, there it is. A word to the wise is sufficient. Top five items from the world of technology at 59.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.